So last and least, I'm speaking. So we've heard so many interesting angles on how the mercy of the Lord comes. There's one statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Adi Lila which really confirms a lot about Devamrita Maharaj was saying and Kavi Chandra Maharaj, that simply by remembering Lord Chaitanya, the most difficult things become simply performed or easy. And one who forgets Lord Chaitanya, the contrary is also there, the converse, that the most simplest things become difficult. So with that thought in mind, it becomes, there's confidence, there's hope that simply by taking to this process of Krishna consciousness, we can perfect our life. To become Krishna conscious means to reach perfection. All other achievements that we may obtain in this material world are meant to somehow or other fortify our life in such a way that we can ultimately take to the process of devotional service. At best, they are support for the goal of life, but they are never the source of happiness nor the goal of life. The living entity is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Saru Kabunoi Sravanari Siddhi Chitti Koriye Udoi. In the hearts of all living entities, pure love for Krishna is there. It is natural. It is as natural as the liquidity of water, the heat of fire, the sweetness of sugar. Love for God is in the heart of all living entities. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, has brought that process of awakening love for God for everyone. And he's distributing this mercy everywhere. It is simply up to us to take it. Lord Chaitanya is very kind. He's very merciful. When Srila Prabhupada came to Atlanta, Georgia in 1975, he had been traveling to various cities in America. And the word was he was coming to Atlanta, Georgia. And many devotees from all over, at least most of the eastern and middle section of America, came to see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, when in the Atlanta temple, the deities are, there's three altars. At that time, there was only two altars. There was Lord Jagannath on the right, on the left side, facing, if you're facing the altar, Lord Jagannath is on the left side. And in the middle altar, there are beautiful, large forms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda in brass deities. And Prabhupada sat down, he began to sing Parama Karuna Bahudui Jani Nitai Gora Chandra. He didn't get very far. At one point he started to feel emotions and his voice started to falter. And he stopped and he said, "These two lords, they are so kind. They are so merciful. There are no incarnations or aspects of the Supreme Lord as kind and as mercy as they are." And Prabhupada could not continue to speak. In fact, he became more overwhelmed with emotion, and finally he just started to weep. And then he just signaled to the devotees to have kirtan. So the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is not within the power of any person's ability to understand. We have the story of Jagai and Madai. I will not tell that whole story because it is a very long story, but it's the pinnacle of the mercy of the Lord, how those two brothers, as being the most degraded, debauched, had committed every sinful activity possible. had baffled and frustrated Yamaraj and his whole entourage of associates in keeping records of their sinful activities. Still, Lord Nityananda wanted to show how kind and how merciful Lord Chaitanya was. And he approached them. And it is explained that he actually, took a beating from Madai in the form of getting a head in a pot, but he gave them love of God. And when finally they had received the full mercy of the Lord, they were forgiven for their offenses, and they surrendered to the Lord. The demigods and the heavenly planets and everyone was just astounded to see such mercy never before given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he writes in his commentary on the Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavat, in one purport, which describes this pastime, he says something very interesting, that this pastime of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda showing mercy to Jagaya Mare is not simply another story within the religious scriptures. It is not, one other thing he says, it's not a story in the religious scriptures, it is not a historical event. And he qualifies the second part. He says this pastime of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda showing mercy to Jagaya Mare is a constant feature of their mercy that is going on today. It's a constant feature of his mercy that are going on. What is our qualification for practicing devotional service? Srila Prabhupada, especially in regards to his Western disciples, was highly criticized for making Westerners Brahmins, for giving sannyas to Westerners, for allowing ladies to live in temples and to also to receive Brahminical initiation. But Prabhupada knew the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He knew Lord Chaitanya's mission. He understood it deeply. And therefore, he withstood the criticism. But that criticism, in many senses, was coming from people who had scriptural statements to back it up. They criticized Srila Prabhupada for crossing the ocean. They said if a sannyasi crosses the ocean, he loses his sannyas, he becomes fallen. But Srila Prabhupada understood that Lord Chaitanya, when he said that every town and village, when Lord Chaitanya said, every town and village, my name will be heard, he didn't mean just India. And many persons thought like that. Even some of his god brothers also thought it was just India. But Prabhupada understood by the instructions of his spiritual master that Lord Chaitanya wanted this mission to be spread to every town and village of the world. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, Lord Chaitanya spread Krishna consciousness throughout India, and he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why didn't he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world? He was completely competent to do that. Prabhupada, in his humility, he said, he saved it for me. He saved it for me. He wanted me to take on this service. So Srila Prabhupada, the pure, what we say, empowered representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took this message of Krishna consciousness to every town and village at the risk of his life, of course his health, his reputation. But Prabhupada knew deeply that this is what Lord Chaitanya had wanted. So with that sacrifice, we are all somehow here. And of course, Prabhupada, when he went to the West and made Westerners Krishna conscious, he knew India was moving towards the Western materialistic ways of life. So he wanted to show India, or the people in India, that here I have come to the West, and here are persons who have had the experience and the lifestyle where materialism and opportunities for sense gratification have been born with them and have lived throughout their whole lives. And they have tried it all, and they've given it up, and they've taken to this process of chanting and dancing and engaging in devotional service. And he came back to India with that intention to spread this movement again in India, to divert this rush of what we say materialism that has so much become a part now of the subcontinent of India. So this is Srila Prabhupada's mercy. He wanted to make the whole world Krishna conscious because he knew this was Lord Chaitanya's desire. And so we should seriously take it up. It says, this one, there's another statement in the scripture. It says that on this day, the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya, and on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, if one begins some vow, some adventure, or some project, by their mercy, it will have their blessings, special blessings. In other words, it will reach success. So my humble request in concluding words are, please make a vow today to increase in one form or another your attachment to hearing and chanting, your attachment to engaging in devotional service. In other words, this is a great opportunity to make nice spiritual advancement by today making some vow to increase our devotional service. And you will have the full and complete blessings of the Lord in that endeavor. So today is a very, very auspicious day. It's the most holy day in Vaishnav calendar. It's the appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's appearing in our hearts every day through his words, through his teachings, and through his mercy. But today he appears in such a powerful way to remind us of what is the purpose of life, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord, and to make our life perfect in devotional service. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Pancha Tattva ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Let us offer our sincerest gratitude unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose truly causeless mercy we have all been introduced to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada took the fruits of love of God that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to the world to all the major continents at great risk, great difficulty, but he was grateful and blissful to perform this service. Therefore, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own words, we can understand how infinitely dear Srila Prabhupada is to him. And to the extent we show our gratitude, we will receive Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kindness. So let us take a moment to pray. We show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada not only by mentally or verbally thanking him, but by reciprocating with his love through our life of dedication dedication to the words he spoke on behalf of the Lord to us. To be the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. To chant the holy name with all sincerity, striving to be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. To follow these four regulative principles of morality, and to strive to live by the character of what a true Vaishnava is, which he has painstakingly delineated within his books. And most of all, to assist him in a cooperative spirit with one another to share this great message with the world. We offer this prayer. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give me the sincerity to dedicate myself with all honesty to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patithanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah. And now, the moment we have been waiting for the last 364 days, Gaur Aarti.